We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We're starting 4 lines from the bottom. Gufa Omer Rava, Gezel Ager Shechziru Belayla. If you returned the Gezel Ager at night, Lo Yatzi, not Yatzi, Chziru Chatzoim, if you also, you returned it in halves, one half today, one half tomorrow, and we spoke out, it was in Sa'achlu HaMoyos, which means the money was gone by tomorrow, Lo Yatzi, not Yatzi, by time, Osham Karech, one of the Torah calls it Osham. Now, we're not going to say anything on this. It's an interesting type of Gufa, and the reason why I said a Gufa, because we want to say another Rava, the next Rava. Let's say someone steals $50 and then, and we're assuming, let's say a dollar is a pruta, okay? $50, 50 prutas, we'll make it easy. He stole 50 prutas from the ger dies, he has to return it. He comes down to the base of Mikdash, he finds out that the mishmar has 60 people. 50 prutas for 60 people, 60 kahanim in this mishmar. The halacha is, that's no good. Let's see what you do. Gezel gash emer shav pruta lechol koyim vekoyim lo yotze dechav osin ayotze. My time of chsiva osham amusha vachide hashav lechol koyim vekoyim. Has to be hashav lechol koyim vekoyim. What do you do? Zog Rashi. What you do is that shemishmar lechol koyim vekoyim shemishmar umoysev mishaloi oy lahashlam. You moysev. You have to moysev a little bit. You have to add a little bit to every pruta in order to every koyim to order to give each one a pruta. By Rava, let's say there's your Yehorov, and then next is Yedaya. Yedaya has only 50 people, so you have enough. And Yehorov, which is the Mishmar right now, is 60 people. So is the halacha change? Let's see. Boy Rav, ain boy le Mishmaris Yehorov, there's not enough people, there's not enough money for a pruta for each one of the Mishmar, because there's 60 kahanim in the Mishmar. So ain boy le Mishmaris Yehorov, yes, boy le Mishmaris Yedaya. But there is enough for Mishmaris Yedaya, because there you have 50 or less. Mao. Moras, hey, Gedam, what's the case exactly? Who is the Mishmar right now? Ilema de Yaveli Yadaya, Mishmeres Yadaya. If you're holding right now by Mishmeres Yadaya, what's your question? Did they have enough? Latricha, the Yaveli Yadaya, Mishmar Yarov. The question is, should you give it to Yadaya in the Mishmeres Yarov? My. And then you, also, then you would give it right now to Yadaya and bring the carbon. Yahara would bring the carbon. That's how he speaks out. That would be the case. Latricha, the Yaveli Yadaya, Mishmar Yarov. My. It's not as mishmaris. It's not. He can't give the donation. He can't give this gezel ager to a different mishmar. It's not the right mishmar now. Since it's not chazi to yarav, it's going to Yadaya. It's aimed to be Yadaya. Miri speaks out. Stafka the mishmar after yarav. If Yadaya, if the one that has 50 is 3 mishmaras down the line, that you can't do. It's because it's the next one, so it's aimed to be for that one. Therefore, you give it to them now already, and they can bring the awesome now. That would be the tzad. Koy, mekarli Yadaya koy. Teiku mar blives with a shaila. Boy rav, kahanim mau shiyechalku gezel ager keneged gezel ager. The loch is that you're not allowed to chalik karbonis k'nei karbonis. Let's say there was a mincha today. I know it'll be mincha tomorrow also. So you tell the kohen here, look, everyone gets from the mincha, you know, size of a half a Danish. You know, you take today two of my half, and you get a whole Danish, and tomorrow I'll take the whole Danish. This way we'll get a geshmaka meal. So luckily you're not allowed to do that by karbonis. First, the pasuk of Torah, mechol b'nei aharon, tia ish ke'ochim, we learn from Maseches Kedushin, that is a problem. What about Gezel Ager? Which means that they're giving out prutas. I say, you know what? I don't need prutas today. Tomorrow I'll use my 2 prutas to buy a coffee. So therefore, I'll take who's going to be Gezel Ager tomorrow. But the next time the Gezel Ager, I'll take your chelik. Today you take my chelik. You'll have to do that or not. If I kabbonis, you're not allowed to do that. So boy, Rav, kind of magical Gezel Ager, connected Gezel Ager. Me and Rinon, do you say Osham Kari Rachmana Ma Osham Ein Cholkim Osham connected Osham Ma Gezel Ein Cholkim Gezel Ager connected Ager. Just like you don't do Asham Kenegar Asham, same thing Gezel Ager, you don't do Kenegar Gezel Ager. Or Dilma Gezel Ager Amainu, maybe it's Mamun. The Shaila is, what's the half meter of the Shaila? Don't we know already it's Asham? We can't do Chatzom, we can't do Laila, what's happens? So Tosfos Rosh explains, because here we know for sure that when the money gets to the Kayin, he can do whatever he wants with it. It's his money, definitely money, it's not a carbon anymore. So here, since this Chaluka is B'shas the Nasinos, maybe that would be better. It's B'shas, I'm being Kabbalit. Maybe that has the mum in more. That's more a shayla. More comes out. Hada pashta, osham, kari rachmana. It's called taka osham. Rav Acha, read Rav Masla behedya. Omer Rava, he has a first Rav like that. Omer Rava, kahanim ein cholkim gezel ager, keneged gezel ager. My time, osham, kari rachmana. The Torah calls it a osham. So the Hilig Gemara vayta by Rava. Kahanim, begezel ager, yershim hava, mekama tonus hava. The question is, this money that the Kahanim are getting, that it's a Gzeres HaKosev, that the Ganav has to give it to the Kahanim. Is it Medin? Does it come to them Vitaris Yerusha or Vitaris Matana? That's the Shaila. Does it come to them Vitaris Yerusha or Vitaris Matana? That's the Shaila. So Gemara says like this. What's an Afkamina? My Afkamina. Kagoyin Shigazal Chometz. This Ganav stole Chometz. And now, Va'avalava Pesach. Now Pesach, when of Pesach, it's also Bahana. So if it's a din like Yerusha, so basically it's like the Kahanim are being Yerush from the Ger. Yam Yerushim have Hainu Haidi Arsi, Myrus. So you Yerush the, just like I go to the Ger and give him back the Chometz. So here also, I give you back the Chometz also. You're like, welcome the Ger, finished. Or is it din that when the Ger dies, I gotta give you my Tanas, and I have to give you something that's worth, has a value. And I give anything. It's worthless. That's the Gemara Shaila. Rav Zeiri says that's not a Shaila. Not really. He says Imtim Shleima. Rav Zeiri says, "Bayi Hachi." I feel Imtim Shleima Mekam Matanas Hava. If you learn his Mekam Matana, Haloy Bayi Lon, it wouldn't be a Shaila. Why? The Matana Rachmana Neislu. The Torah's Matana was whatever I give the Ger, I give you. That's Matana. So here I give you back the Chometz because that's what I give the Ger. What is the shaila? That 10 behemoths fell begezla ger, which means he stole from the ger 10 behemoths. Now he's returning it. The ger is dead. He's bringing it to kahanim. Now, if the kahanim get a b'taris yerusha, then they don't have to take. Then they do have to take ma'isa. They have to take ma'isa behemoth. Masha'inkin, if it works like a lakicha, like a matana, the loch is, then you don't need, if you like, bought something, you got a matana, you don't have to take off my behavior. That's the chilek. It's a kula if it's a matana. The loch is that if Yorshim are Yorish, 10 behemoths, and they didn't split it yet, they, when it reaches this amount of Meiser Behema, they have to take Ma'aser Behema. Mashaikin, if they split the 10 animals, I said, the 5 boys, each one takes 2, and then they put it back into the pot, then they will be like more like Lekuchas, so it would not be Chayiv Ma'aser Behema. So, Karm Tfus is Abayis, Chayiv, see, Yarshim Chayiv Ma'aser Behema. Idilma, Mekav Matana Sava, Betanan, Alekeach, Ma'anoyusin, Matana, Potu Ma'aser Behema. The Loch is Alekeach, and Isam Matana, Potu Ma'aser Behema. So that's a Shiloh. Our Kahanim consider Yarshim or Loche Matanois, because Loche Matanois, then they have to take Ma'aser Behema. My Toshima, we're going to bring a raya from this brisa, if that they're called, it's a called matana, because it says esrim va'arba matanis kuna nitul aron avonim. Very serious to get brisa here. It's kedai. It's a tesefta. It's kedai to get this very clear. There are 24 matnas kuna. If anyone can mention all 24 now, that would be very, very impressive. So what are the 24 matnas kuna? We know there's 24 matnas kuna. What are they? Zokta brisa. They're all given because in that parasha it says a klal. It says v'zeyi l'cha mikoyish akadoshim mina eish. The first part says a chol kachim mina eish shol l'chanasat l'mashcha. That's a klal. Then it says v'zeyi l'cha mikoyish akadoshim mina eish. That's a prat. And it ends off a chol tumas akadoshim v'chazal klal. And it also says bris melech olam in that pasuk. And that's a symbol, a remez, that if you give all the matnas kahuna, it's ki'ilu yivikayim, the whole Torah kula that was nidrash b'klal prat klal. And it also is like makriv all the kabanas that were given with the bris of melech. So v'kuhun itnu b'klal prat klal bris melech, kol makayim, anyone's makayim on these 24 matanas, ki'ilu makayim klal prat klal, is ki'ilu makayim b'klal Torah kula, is given klal prat klal, or bris melech, and like the kabanas which were given bris melech. What are the 24 matnas kuna? There's 10 that have to be eaten dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. 4 of them in Yerushalayim. Another 10 can be anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So let's count them up. Eser b'mikdash. What are the 10 b'mikdash? Chatas behema, you eat the basa there. V'chatas oif. Also, V'asham vaday, asham vaday includes the 5 ashamos, which is asham gezelos, asham ilos, asham shacharufa, asham naza, asham etzayra. Then v'asham tali, that's another type of asham which brings for a suffix. V'zivchei shalom etzibur, and zivchei shalom etzibur is the shlom that you bring on Shavuos, which is a shlom that's a carbon tzibur. So that's already 5. Then Maloik Shemin Shamatsaira, when you pour the Shemin on the thumb and the big toe of the Mitzaira and on his head, the leftover Shemin goes to the Kahanim, and that has to be eaten Dafka in the base of Mikdash, the din of Kachakachim. Umaisara Oimer, left over from the carbon Oimer, Ushtea Lechem, that's the two Lechem you bring on Shavuos, Velechem Aponim, Maisara Oimer is on Pesach. Ushtea Lechem is on Shavuos, Velechem Aponim is every single Shabbos. Veshiyari Menachos, any leftover Menachos also has to be eaten Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a din of Kachi Kachi. That's 10 be Mikdash. Ve'arba B'Yushlayim, 4 in Yushlayim, what are they? HaBechayra, that's a Bechar, that they give to the Kohen has to macrovate and he eats it like a Shlomim in Yerushalayim, Vabikurim has to be in Yerushalayim, Vamurim mina toido v'el nazir, that means when someone brings a toido or el nazir, he gives, and this is counted as one, he gives the chaz of a shaykh to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to eat it in Yerushalayim. Now we're missing Shlomim, Teretz is Shlomim is included in toido, as the Rashi says. And Taida and El Azak said one thing, because they're both Kechal V'Shaik and they have to use Shlaim. V'Oiro is Kedoshim. And the hides of Kedoshim. That's a hard one. Why is that Dafka Yerushalayim? You only can wear your leather jacket in Yerushalayim, can't bring out Yerushalayim. Of course you could. So what does it mean, Oiro is Kedoshim? So Rashi explains, because they give it out in the Beis HaMikdash. When they skin the animal, they give it out in the Beis HaMikdash. So Frank Rashi's case, so count it as the first ones. Teretz is, since it doesn't, there's no din of Yotzei on that, if it goes out, there's no din Yotzei, Mashiach, the other ones have Yotzei, so we didn't put it in there, we put it in Yerushalayim. But Tosfos blib shver on this. If you look at Tosfos, Dibre Maschol, the Gezelag, the Tosfos there blib shver, what's the halacha? But it's by Gezelag Ger, Tosfos blib shver, I think. But I thought Tosfos has a kasha here, but I guess not. But okay, we'll get back to that, Tosfos. Akaponim, here we're saying that the Oiris Kedoshim, that's how Rashi learns, that's why it's considered that you give it in the in Yerushalayim, is because the you give it out in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? Now up to the 10 in Gevulim, Esav in Gevulim, Truma was the 10 outside Yerushalayim, Truma, V'Trumas Meiser, V'Chala, V'Reish Hageis, number 4, V'Amatolis, that's Zeroyah L'Chaim V'Keva, V'Pinyin HaBen, V'Pinyin Petach Hamar. When you have a firstborn chamor, you have to redeem it with a seh. V'stei achuza, that also a stei achuza by yovel, if you makdash it, it goes to the kahanim. Even that stei achuza is out of Yerushalayim, obviously. V'stei charabim, if someone says that my field should be a cherim, it goes to the kahanim. V'gezel hager, and gezel hager is number 10. So what do you see? V'kakari mias matana, we call matana. Shema mina mekal matana zava, shema mina. We see it's called mekal matana. So on this, those are the 24 now. Look at Tosfos. V'gezel hager, the Tosfos, tema, my chosh v'gezel hager, my asar begvulim. V'chi hechi dom rov achzir v'layav l'chatsom l'yatsa, d'ashem karachmana, hakenav achzir begvulim l'yatsa, k'din asham. Tosfos holds that you cannot give the gezel hager in the gvulim. Just, it's asham. So it should not be counted in the gvulim. That's what he learns. Like upon him. But, The Rashi says, the Pshat is, that since you, Rashi holds clearly, you give it Chutz Yerushalayim, therefore it's a Gulam. So what is Rashi and Tosfos, where you give Gezel Hager? So look at the Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah, that if you gave it to the Anshei Mishmar, not to the Kesef Anshei Mishmar, if you gave it the Kesef to the Anshei Mishmar, and then he dies, so even though if he would die before he gave it to the Mishmar, then he doesn't have to give it anymore, because it's a Kapara. And here you gave it, you didn't bring an Asham yet. You don't have to bring the Asham. Still, okay, you don't get the money back. It's like there's a cost, so it brings the mission brings a possible. Oma Abaya, Shema Mino, Kesef Mechaper Mechza. It must be that Kesef does a little bit of a kapara. Because if it worked like this, that he gave Kesef, and then he gave the Asham, that's when the kapara happened, the Kesef was nothing. So the Loi Tema Achi, the Loi Mechaper, have Amina, Mahat L'Yarshim, you give back the money to the Yarshim. My Tema, Adaita, Dahochi L'Yavla, he never gave it Adastas. Even though the Pasuk Dash is Loyia, but still, Lumaisa, I never gave it to Adas. I only gave Adas for a Kapara. If it's not going to be a Kapara, it's nothing. Zokta Abaya must be it's a Kapara. Freight Timor, you see, it's just Svaros. El Miata, Achatas, Shemesu Baleho. Achatas, the Mesa Baleho. The owner died. What's Allah? Achatas is Mesa. Here it should be Tepik Lchulun. The diet, the Hokulu Avrasha. I wasn't Marvashid that it should get killed. But Marvish should be a kapara for me. So why did we say Meisu Baleha? The loch is Chatas is Meisa. Why don't we say I never was Marvish for that reason? Amri Chatas Meisu Baleha Hilchasa Gemiri Lo. The Lamisa Azla. There's a loch of Meisu Sinai that it goes Lamisa, that the loch is its Meis. And like the Chazanish explains, so Meisa, I didn't have Das. So a loch of Meisu Shkoyach. I didn't have Das to Makavit for that reason. That's the Kasha. Zokta. The Chazanish that it's melamed, part of the Lachman Shinish is melamed that this Tanai, it works, the Kedusha works no matter what. If I want it, I don't want it. It works. That's part of Lachman Shinish. Break tomorrow. Elam yata osham shmeisav aleha, which halacha is that it goes to graze until it gets a mum. Lepik lechula daita halki leafresha. I never was mafreshit a daita that it should go graze. Marta osham nami halacha elzvirla. Osham also is a halacha meisav mesinai because kol shvechatos meisav by osham raya. Anything that dies by chatos by osham is raya. Freiti gemara elam yata yivama shenaflo afnei mukashchin. Yivama that was married to Reuven, they died without kids. Then she fell to the Reuven's brother, who was in bad shape, a mukashchin. So I never would have wanted to get married to Reuven if I knew I had to fall to the mukashchin. Tepik b'loy chalitza that died to kitcha atzma. You remember, carry yourself. So Tosfos speaks out that Avada, if she was married 15 good years, so she never would have said, "We're not going to do this kedushin because I'm a fool to the mukashchin." Just do chalitza. The whole thing is shver. Say, "Talking about an erison." That's what the Tosfos says. You only married to Reuven with an erison. So that she never would have done this erison. She knew she'd fall to the mukashchin. That's what Tosfos speaks out. It wasn't the suit. So Mar's kasha is from an erison. Loch is the nibum. Loch are there. We say, "When we say adaito dahalchi loy kitcha," I never would have mekadosh myself for that reason. Mar says, "No, anan sadi the meinach nichale bekaldu." Because Rosh Lakish, don't Rosh Lakish, Tav Mesev Tandu, Mesev Armelu. Which Rashi says, it means like this, she still would have miscarried her Rishon. Because she wants to make sure she has a husband, even on the chance that she'll fall to the brother, she would have done it anyway, because of the aside of, she'd rather be with someone, even though there's a chance something else will happen, because there's cloud of Tandu, Mesev Armelu. She'd rather be with two, instead of being herself.